There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
With me, Kate Delaney. So a judge makes it official. Boom. Gavel down. Hillary Clinton broke government policy on the email nonsense. But it means nothing. It just means they're sorting through the whole thing and that she did work on a private server, which we already know this. So what does it mean? It means nothing. Nothing has changed other than a judge hears it. That's it. And that the judge said Clinton's use of a private server had made it more difficult for the State Department to comply with this Freedom of Information Act that was requested by Judicial Watch. Saying, we wouldn't be here today if this employee had followed government policy. Wow, that's kind of a little bit of a scolding of Mrs. Clinton. How about that? A federal judge. But it doesn't amount to a hill of beans, folks. So, yeah, yes, okay, it's on the record, we know that, but legally speaking, there are plenty of loopholes and ways to dance around this, and so I still don't think that when push comes to shove, this is the thing that is going to drown Hill. I don't think so. But it is interesting as we continue to see the chess pieces move across the board and people are lining up to back Hillary Clinton, like many of you listening to us in the great state of Missouri, your senator, one of them, of course, Claire McCaskill, saying that this is nonsense and hype and all of this is overblown by the media and the right and all that sort of thing. And Bill Richardson also agreeing, the former governor of New Mexico, saying that this email scandal is ridiculous and way over the top and has nothing to do with other than typical political posturing more than anything else, and that Hillary is here to stay and don't expect her to fall down, and admitting that, yeah, some mistakes have been made, but in the end, facts are facts and there were no classified pieces of information there and she'll be fine, that she's not going to go down at the end of the day as a result of this. And she will remain the presumptive Democratic nominee for president in 2016. Well, they say they flagged about 300 emails, Bill Richardson, that went through her email account that could have contained classified information. So are they just fishing with a giant net, or is there something more specific here? And what is classified and what isn't? And what things are declassified, you know, then there's going to be the semantics and the stickiness of that. That's the deal. And so they're lining up allies. But the public perception is the thing that you have to worry about. And the public perception, my friends, to all of you listening, driving with one eye open now, perhaps you just put your book down. Perhaps you're curling up with a cup of coffee. You're a late-night third shifter, like 50 million of us. Or you're listening to me, my pals, in Spain, in Sweden. Christina, how are you doing? It is all about politics of the U.S. sort, believe it, on foreign soil. Everybody's watching to see what's going to happen here. Newt Gingrich took his own shot saying, look, Hillary shouldn't even be a candidate. Why are we talking about this? Shouldn't even be a candidate. And in the meantime, Joe Biden, oh, what will he do? The VP, does he jump into this or not? According to the Quinnipiac latest poll, Biden is doing better than Hillary in Florida, Ohio, and Pennsylvania in matchups there. Of course, hypothetical matchups because he's not in it at this point. But the swing state poll that was released showed that Clinton is still a formidable candidate for the Democratic nod, and is still the top choice by far of Democratic voters asked about their primary choices. In fact, let me give you a couple of the quick numbers just for fun. Clinton's share of the primary vote below 50% in the three swing states. That's what Pete Brown, the guy who runs the survey, said. But her unfavorable ratings were between 54% and 55% in all three states. The unfavorable ratings for Biden, who's expected to say whether he's in or he's not in late September, were between 42% and 43%, do the math. Then you turn to Bernie Sanders, 15%, 17%, and 19% across the board. So she's much better in that survey, in that poll. And it's just part of the conversation. In January, there's the full court press. In February, you have the Iowa caucuses and the New Hampshire primary, and they're huge. That's when it's time to get down to business, and you start to thin the herd. That's why Biden's waiting until September, I think, waiting to see what happens here. What happens with the scandal, what happens with Hillary Clinton, maybe just in general, how he's feeling about trying to make that run again. How about this? We got another debate coming up in less than a month on the 16th of September. So another Republican debate. And you have Donald Trump saying, knock, knock, CNN. CNN should pay $10 million to charity to have me on to debate. So he's putting the hook out there. He's trying to reel one in. He said that, and he was on the cover of Time magazine, he said that he is such a ratings draw that CNN should pay him to appear on this presidential debate on September 16th. He said, if I go to CNN and I say, look, you're going to have a massive audience, and I say to them, I want $10 million for charity, nothing for myself, what happens? I'm not showing up, right? I can imagine what they thought at CNN. Because check this out. Fox News benefited. Absolutely. They had 24 million viewers overall, the highest rated non-sports cable telecast of all time. So the Megyn Kelly kicking around debate, all that kind of stuff, 24 million people tuned in to watch that first two-hour debate. How many people are going to watch what's on CNN? It's bound to be pretty decent ratings. Bound to be in the double digits, especially only after the first debate. So now this is only number two. But wouldn't it be wild? I'll tell you what. Somebody suggested this, and I saw it on even a couple of comment boards. I thought, isn't that funny? This is the thought that's out there because we always talk about veterans, helping veterans. And my project is the Wounded Warriors Foundation. I love what they do when soldiers come back, especially when they're struggling and what it's like. And wouldn't it be great? Just dump the money into that. Push the money in that direction if you want a charity. Coming up, David Hochberg breaks down a couple of the candidates' versions of what we should do with health care and whether they float or not. You don't want to miss this. That's next on ATN.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
He's one of our favorites to have on the show, and we're talking especially, obviously, about healthcare. We've spoken to him for the last couple of years. He's a frequent guest on the show, Dr. David Hochberg. And it's interesting what we're going to talk about this time around, looking at Scott Walker and Marco Rubio's healthcare plans, because this is the things that we know, obviously, one of the top things that we care about in our lives is our healthcare. I always say, take out your wallet and open up and look at the card and tell me what that card is worth. And now on the campaign trail, we want to know more about, okay, moving forward, what are the plans? If any of these people were elected today, what would they push to do with our healthcare system or try to have Congress back them up on it anyway, because you know how that is. And, of course, Dr. David Hochberg is a healthcare policy analyst at the National Center for Public Policy Research. David, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Excellent. So this is a good thing to talk about because, you know, when at first blush, you don't, and you just hear a couple of little things that are said, you need to dive. I think you need to dive a little bit further into it to see if it makes any sense. So let's start with what the Republican candidates are saying. And Rubio and Walker, what do you think of the plans that they've talked about a little bit along the way?
Well, Walker released a relatively detailed plan on Tuesday, and Rubio outlined his reform plans in a Politico article. And they are both, I think, reasonably good. You know, not only are they plans that would move us toward greater freedom in our healthcare system, I also have to say it's good that they're getting them out, you know, 14 months before the national election. Usually the GOP candidates release their plans late if they release them at all. The GOP has not been particularly comfortable or even good talking about healthcare. And what this suggests to me is that at least Walker and Rubio might be comfortable talking about health care and trying to sell their plans. Let me just go through quickly some of the details. Both Walker and Rubio offer a refundable tax credit for everyone that with the exception of course seniors who are on Medicare that they can use to buy health insurance. They also both talk about expanding health savings accounts considerably, which I think is good. Both plans have things that are missing that I think are important, but have stuff that complements the other. For example, Governor Walker's plan allows people to form purchasing associations, so that if, you know, you want to join, say, this is hypothetical, of course, but let's say the Elks Club decides to pool together and offer insurance for its members or something like that, they would be free to do so under his legislation. One of the best things about Rubio's plan is he actually tries to take on the employer market. The employer-based tax exclusion for health insurance is something that creates a huge amount of inefficiency in our healthcare system. And Rubio doesn't quite go into specifics, but basically what his plan would do gradually over 10 years is reduce the tax benefit there to the point where it was equal to the tax credit you would get to purchase insurance in the individual market. So, you know, he takes on the employer-based market. We'll say I'm not sure that's the best way to do it, but at least he's taking that on, and so I just think overall they're both very good plans. They go at a lot of things that are true problems in our healthcare system and would be far better preferable alternatives to Obamacare by far.
I'm probably answering my own question, but the one thing that always I hear from callers, and yet I've gotten emails from people describing why it would be a disaster if we erase state lines. But doesn't it seem pretty obvious that this would increase what would be our opportunities and drive the cost down if we could just get insurance across state lines?
Maybe. I think it's worth, it's certainly worth trying. You know, there's some skepticism among some policy wonks, even on the conservative side, and certainly among some industry people as to whether or not it would work. And part of the problem is that we have, you know, we're so wedded to this insurance system right now that involves setting up networks of doctors and hospitals that, you know, any plan that goes into a new state is going to have to deal with the process of setting up networks, which is, you know, not always an easy thing to do. If we could get away from that kind of network-driven health insurance, then I think it would be easier, but I'm not sure we're going to be doing that anytime soon. But nevertheless, you know, let insurance companies try. I mean, that's what innovation is for, and I think eventually someone will figure out a way to do it. And, you know, let them compete, and, you know, once people can buy insurance out of states will start, you know, feeling the pressure to reduce their regulations that help drive up the cost of insurance. So I think it's certainly worth a try, and I'm definitely for it.
Do you think it would be smart for the rest of the crew? So, like, if I'm one of the 17, and especially, you know, I'm pushing, I think I have a chance to eventually surge here because it's still kind of early in the game, to release, do exactly what Walker and Rubio did so that there can be discussions about what they've said and just give a little more meat to it. Would be smart to release that?
I think it would. If for no other reason than, you know, the more people that release plans, the more discussion and debate you're going to have, and the better that's going to be for, you know, what ideas are really good ones and which ideas should, you know, probably drop by the wayside. What I don't think they should do is what Bobby Jindal just recently did, saying he didn't exactly use these words, but he basically said that, you know, both these plans were Obamacare light, which I don't think is particularly helpful given that neither of the plans are Obamacare light, but because they aren't, you know, what Jindal's plan, you know, he's trying to go sort of hard right here and dismiss what are actually very good plans that promote free markets. So, you know, hopefully that sort of internecine warfare will not be a problem, but, you know, who knows?
Yeah, there you go. And you know, as we look at this, you and I have talked about this a bunch, obviously. If we continue down the same path, if Hillary Clinton or somebody else was elected on the Democratic side, because pretty much they would stick with the plan. Yeah, they would stick with the plan or make it even a little bit different. If we go in that direction, what is the inherent danger? I mean, how much will we be paying for our health care?
Over the long run, we're just going to be paying a lot more. There's all these benefit mandates that insurers now have to meet under Obamacare. That's going to cost a lot. Eventually, you're starting to see, I think, the exchanges, at the very beginnings of the death spiral this year, where you have, prices start to go up and younger people start to drop out, and you're also seeing starting to see that insurers are starting to consolidate. I believe it was it Aetna that just bought out Assurant, I think, and there's one other plan that is going to be dropping out of the exchanges at the end of 2016 unless they get bought up. So that's going to reduce the amount of choice that's out there. And the reason is that, you know, a lot of these plans are not going to be able to make money on the exchange. And so, and over time, the quality of the plans will get worse in ways that they can get worse. We've already seen smaller networks in these plans. We've also seen much, much higher out-of-pocket costs. The only ones that these are really going to work for, I think, are the folks that are lower down the income ladder who are getting premium subsidies right now, and will continue to get them. But, you know, even for them, I think eventually the quality of the insurance and the quality of the health care may be so bad that the subsidy they get for it is barely covers their the cost when it comes to quality.
Yeah. Dr. David Hochberg, as always, we appreciate the time. Healthcare Policy Analyst at the National Center for Public Policy Research. Thanks.
Well, thank you.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw. Getting a good view of a sore throat can be difficult, but the new doctor-recommended sore throat exam kit from SayAwNow.com makes it easy. A first-of-its-kind, scientifically designed oral retractor to relax the tongue, minimize gag reflex, and increase visibility. Our made-in-the-USA kit also includes a medical-grade reference chart, easy-to-use website and app so that you're one click away from unparalleled sore throat information. Click SayAwNow.com. SayAwNow.com, a must-have for your family's medical preparedness.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, expose themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Tonight, coming up, some odds and ends as we wrap up what I think is some of that extra buzz going on around the planet, and especially here in the U.S. All right, without further ado, let's hit those phone lines, and thanks so much for hanging with us and waiting, guys. I appreciate that. 855-266-8, 855-266-5283. Wren, in one of my favorite places. Boy, I like Mississippi. Hey, Wren, how are you?
Thank you. There's a lot here, though. There's a lot here. You know, there's more stars in Hollywood from Mississippi than any other state.
I do know that. Yeah, and wonder why that is. I mean, I think of all the people I know that went to Mississippi State, that went to school there, and boy, the list is long from baseball players to writers, et cetera. John Grisham went to Mississippi State, loves Mississippi.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, there's several. I mean, even Mark Twain, you know.
Yep, Mark Twain. I love it.
But I really called in. I think I got a solution for the Hillary problem in the email problem. And I got to paint a picture here, Kate.
Okay.
Now, first off, we take all the Republican presidential candidates, and you got to imagine them as being an audience. Okay?
Now, I gotcha.
Now, the plaintiff would be all the Democrat runners, including the ones that are considering, like Al Gore and Biden. And then the defendant is Hillary. And we put her up in front of Judge Judy.
Judge Judy, what do you think she'd say? She'd say, get out of my courtroom.
Well, I think she'd treat her kind of, you know, she'd be overwhelmed to be in her presence to start with. But then she'd treat her like a child. Oh, come on. My six-year-old can operate a cell phone.
Right. Exactly. So why can't you have two? I don't understand. What's the big deal? Have one of your myriad of minions carry it for you.
And at the end of the program, we might see Rusty leading Hillary out in handcuffs.
Oh, boy. That's craziness, isn't it? It is fascinating to watch, though. I mean, it's either going to be a train wreck or another mad escape. Now, Bill Clinton curries way more favor than Hillary does, and that's part of the problem because she's a very polarizing figure. A lot of people cannot get warmed up to Hillary, and this just tanks her, I think, a little bit more.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that, but Bill's not even in this picture.
No. Okay. He's staying away from this one. No. Hey, Hillary, it's your server. Yeah, it's your problem, Hillary. Yeah, exactly. Somebody said the other day, I think it was the comedian Bill Maher. It was him. He said, here's what she needs to do. She needs to throw out the first pitch at a Cubs game. While she's throwing it out, Bill Clinton needs to be making out with a famous starlet, and they need to put it on the big screen so that the attention gets taken away. Because he said the best she ever did with public perception was when people felt badly for her because of the affairs and all the other stuff. It kind of rose. She kind of rose in their estimation.
Yeah.
But I thought that was funny. Yeah, definitely.
But who would be the star? Who would be the famous girl? You know, I mean.
Taylor Swift, I don't know. Somebody's got to be someone uber famous. That would be the only way that would make sense. Grim, we got them stacked up like 747s at LaGuardia, so we're going to let you slide. Thanks for the call. You know, Mark Twain is so quotable, isn't he? And I was thinking of a Twainism, I'll call it today. Here's one for everybody in government. If you tell the truth, you don't have to remember anything. Isn't that the truth, if you tell the truth? All right, let's move on and let's go to the Lone Star State and cornbread cooker. Oh, I love cornbread. Dan. Hello, Dan.
You caught me right in the middle of something, but I'm here.
I love that. Okay. So what would you like to sound off on?
Well, the cornbread was so flaky and delicious. I tell you, I just hit it with some butter and just flopped it all down and I'm sitting here licking my chops and
yum.
I'm a happy little camper. Okay, you read the Beacon today, yes?
I did read the Beacon.
And you read about the situation where they had an illegal alien that was coming out of an underwater tunnel with 55 pounds of cocaine?
Yep.
Yep, okay, then you're privy to all that. All right, look, the insurance thing, we can solve that real easy. Just pass the legislation to allow anybody that wants to offer insurance and people be able to buy what they want online, off the TV, off the radio, just like we do with our auto insurance. All of this, plan A, plan B, plan C, we already got a plan. It's called the free enterprise system, and the market will take care of it. That's the problem to solve. Two, from now on, the Mexicans that come across here, we fine them $10,000 apiece to the Mexican government. And if Mexico refuses to pay, we just confiscate about 200 miles of land from one side to the other, from the Atlantic to the Pacific, kick every Mexican off of it back into Mexico and say, okay, until you start paying us for the illegal aliens that are in our country and accepting them back into your country, we're going to charge you not $10,000, but $100,000. Anybody that comes across that 200-mile barrier, we're going to shoot them dead. We put the military running straight across there, put our tanks out there, and say, this is how it's going to be. You pay up or else we're going to take some more land. Guess what? the illegal alien problem will be solved. They won't have Mexicans or South Americans or anybody else come across there because they don't want to go bankrupt and have their country taken over. Sorry, that's the way it is.
Yeah, so true. A hard line, but a hard line that would work. Why should we pay?
That's the only thing they respect. I agree.
Why should we keep paying? I mean, if I'm the president of Mexico...
Why should we let them on our welfare? Why should we
let
them on our SSI? And there's no guarantee of an anchor baby on the 14th of them, but that's a crock of crap. These people have been playing that game since the 1960s, and since Kennedy started screaming about us not allowing immigration into this country in 64. I've been around a long time. I know where the bodies are buried. And I'm telling you, that's where it all started. And the 3 million that we took in 86, that was supposed to be the last time we're going to secure the border, blah, 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 blah. It didn't happen. You want to solve that problem? Start confiscating their land and kicking the damn Mexicans off their own land and tell them, hey, we're going to keep coming until we own the country and there ain't no Mexicans left. You guys can go to Guatemala and South America and on down.
Oh, yeah, and they don't want...
out of their own damn country.
Yeah, they don't want to go there, that's for sure. Enjoy the rest of that cornbread. Sorry, Dan, we got Tomas waiting, and I didn't mean to stop you there. But, yeah, in his thoughts, in process of what he was saying, I agree. Here's the problem. Let's do some taxation. Hey, we can't have this. Of course, the number one... dollars per dollars that are being spent in Mexico, it's not tourism, it's go to the United States and send money back. That's what's happening while we're getting crushed in so many areas still. Tomas in Grand Rapids, Michigan, hello.
Kate, I believe that the end is near for Hillary because I believe that they're going to use that famous audio clip of her when she was talking about Benghazi.
Remember
when she said, at this point, what does it matter?
Yeah, what difference does it make?
What difference does it make? They're going to start saying, Hillary Clinton, at this point, what difference does it make? She tried to hide evidence. She showed bad judgment. It's really not about the emails and the clearance and the top secret. It's, if you see something that you know is intelligence that will cause grave damage to the United States and you pass it on or you receive it and you don't do anything about it and you have it on your own, that's bad judgment. And we're talking about the most powerful job in the world. You have to have responsibility and you have to have good judgment. You know, you can give somebody 20 tanks, you know. But if the commander has bad judgment and runs him into a swamp or runs him into the alley and they'll get wiped out. It doesn't matter your education if you have bad judgment. You know, that's and so it's going to come down to that. When they start talking about Benedict Arnold, he didn't have any emails. He didn't have any paper that said top secret on it, but he was a traitor. Because he passed on information, okay? And you can pass on information orally. You don't have to pass it on in paper. But treason is treason. They're gonna start throwing words at like Benedict Arnold. They're gonna start asking her questions like, "What would you do if you saw somebody was gonna shoot Obama? Or you just pass that on? Or would you consider that top secret? Would you put a stop to that?" You see? And it's going to get to the point where people are not going to want to defend her because it's going to be too embarrassing. I mean, anybody else, right, Kate, who wipes their server, that's it. Guilty, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Are you kidding? Doesn't matter what Democrat or Republican. You're right.
Yeah.
And eventually, because it'd be too damaging to the person, they'll have to distance themselves. Yeah.
Look at that, the guy with Subway.
Yep.
He didn't even
Jared,
wipe anything. He's going to jail.
Oh, no kidding. That was the worst. That was what a blow to Subway, too. After 17 years, and here he's involved in child pornography. It's craziness. Tomas, thanks so much. Coming up on the flip side, odds and ends, including an update on the whole skinny on Jared and Subway.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Road again, just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again, going places that I've never been, seeing things that I may never see again.
Yes, we want to go on the road again, meaning go to KateOnTheRoad.com. Why? Because we're pushing it until Monday, but we are giving away, yes, yet another computer, the Flex 11 2-in-1 Windows tablet. Again, all you have to do is go to the website, KateOnTheRoad.com, go down to the middle of the page, and you will see, want to learn how you can get Kate on the road to your area? You click for details, you're automatically entered into the drawing. It's that easy. And we could be taking the show to your neck of the woods. Who knows? We could be having dinner together, a whole bunch of us, just like we did in Taos, just like we did in New Jersey, New York, Texas, in Dallas, in Austin, in Washington, D.C., so you never know what's up next. Where are we going to take our 2.8 million listeners? Maybe to your backyard. Pass on the information to somebody with influence in your world, and perhaps I'll see you soon. But at least you'll be entered into a drawing for the next book, Flex 11, the giveaway on Monday. Making a mental note of that right now on Monday. because we had a flurry of activity, so I want to make sure everybody gets a chance at that. We'll have a couple more, as I said, to give away, too. So KateOnTheRoad.com. Odds and ends. Oh, boy, and there are a bunch of them. I'll tell you, the craziest thing that I saw today was the cover of the New York Post that said, I hope Jared enjoys a foot long in prison because he's going to get prison time for what's now happened with the former spokesperson for Subway. I mean, it's mind-boggling in a sense. See, this is the thing. You never know what somebody's up to. So here's a guy who had this incredible gig for 17 years. He loses weight by exercising a little bit and chowing down on Subway, writes them a note. The rest is history. I mean, I said this the other night. They include him even with famous people. So a lot of times they didn't just do, okay, we have Derek Jeter or we have Jimmy Rollins or we have whoever. We want to throw him into the commercial too. So we always have Jared around. He's our guy. He's our pitch guy. The bottom line is this, if you didn't hear the story, so you understand what the child pornography thing is about. The deal is that he was capitalizing on his trips to New York City, probably going there to meet with Subway officials, and he had sexual encounters with minors in hotels. So he agreed on Wednesday to plead guilty to allegations that he paid for sex with girls as young as 16 and received child pornography. So his career is destroyed. His marriage is destroyed. He's got kids. His wife absolutely is getting divorced, is shocked and horrified and wants everyone to leave her alone. And here's the other part of this. He could go to prison for maybe a decade. And they don't treat people who are involved with pornography, kiddie pornography in any way, very well in prison. Some of the most hardened types. So the prosecutors say Fogle knew the pornography he received had been secretly produced by the former director of his foundation, the charitable foundation he had, which the foundation, see, this is the sick part, and it reminds you of, in a different way, Penn State and Sandusky, what happened with him. Setting up a foundation, shame on them, where you have people donate and give and think you're so fabulous, but you're really abusing the people that you've created this foundation for. So the foundation was supposed to raise awareness about childhood obesity, and the head of his charity arranged for Fogle to visit schools and urge kids to adopt healthy eating and exercise habits. So he was doing this. I mean, he was a big-time celebrity, getting paid to do all these kinds of things. And he had access, he had power, he had resources, he could do whatever he wanted. So talk about taking advantage of children, of course. So that's what they're saying. He knew how these things were taped that he was receiving. And Fogle, I guess, sat in the courtroom, didn't say anything. Just answered no when he was asked if he had any questions about his rights, and that's it. He's going to pay $1.4 million in restitution to 14 minor victims who will each get $100,000. He'll also be required to register as a sex offender and undergo treatment for sexual disorders. The government agreed not to seek a sentence of more than 12 and a half years in prison, and he agreed not to ask for less than 5. So do the math. At least 5 could get a decade. Who knows? Because, you know, this whole child pornography thing doesn't usually sit well. And they have discretion, federal judges, in what they do and how they sentence. He could get a longer sentence. Child porn carries a maximum penalty of 20 years in prison. Now, the count involving sex with a minor, up to 30 years. This is a married father of 2 and very sad for his family. Awful. His wife, I think, was just completely stunned. And, of course, kids. Kids. Terrible. So naturally, his wife immediately files for divorce. And that's it. So everything is smashed in his world. Smashed. And I guess, see, that's the whole thing, the abuse of power, thinking, oh, no one's going to know this. No one's going to recognize what's happening here. And there were people that recognized what was happening there. because he had a buddy that was running it that was brutal. They say that Fogle knew that some of the, here's what happened. There's a video camera that was hidden in a clock radio that filmed kids changing clothes or bathing. They were taking in buildings where this nutball that he hired to run his foundation lived. And they say that he knew they were minors. He knew they were 13 years old in some cases. They even said at one point there was someone that was six. And in prison, again, good luck. Even the most hardened criminals do not take kindly to anyone connected to children and child pornography. It's just, it is baffling. It is baffling. That's for sure. Legionnaires. I talked about this before, how scary when you hear the word Legionnaires. And New York City names a hotel as the source of the deadly outbreak because there were people that started to come down with it. And they say it's a historic hotel's rooftop air conditioning unit was the source of this disease and the outbreak because 12 people died. And 100 people were sick in the Bronx. They found the same strain in a whole bunch of patients. Luckily, the outbreak is over. They figured out where it came from, which is, I mean, thank goodness, good that they were able to find that out. But it's the Opera House Hotel's building. It's a century old. And, you know, this is a place where Harry Houdini performed, the Marx Brothers, George Burns back in the day. And it's right there where everybody goes in the heart of the South Bronx and the source of Legionnaires' disease. So that hotel is toast. Absolutely. Toast. All right, if you work too much, not necessarily good in this quick little snippet of It's Your Health. If you work more than, if you're putting in more than 55 hours a week at work, the chances are good that you're working toward having a stroke. Ooh. A study involving more than 600,000 people found that people who work many hours have a 33% higher stroke risk and a 13% higher risk of coronary heart disease than people who work 35 to 40 hours a week. And the risk just keeps going up and up and up. And we know people die from overwork, which we've seen that, too, where they're just continue on a continuous loop of working. So the threat of a heart attack and the threat of a stroke, not worth it. I'm sure some of you have had to go through that, perhaps, or had family members that have gone through that. That'll wake you up, right? Be careful. Right? Stress, lack of exercise, bah, 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 bah. We know. We all know. Thanks for listening. Don't forget you can email me any time of day, 24/7, americatonight.net.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.